skeleton.
And that's how you become a wood.
That's right, Ruby Lippin.
Yeah, Ruby Man says, you know what?
You can also become a wood. You are damages.
When does it become a mood? If it damages one time for three consecutive days. Says Rabbi Meir, if it becomes a mood over three days, which is like a longer period of time, Kol Shekein, if it damages three times in one day, it should become a mood. Okay, that's Shittas Rabbi Meir. So says Rabbi Meir Rothenberg that, you know what, we can apply the same thing to us. Our case of davening, okay? If a person says, Mashiva Ruach Amrina Geshem, he says it every day, what, three times a day, sometimes four times a day, and over 30 days, after 30 days, he says every single day for 30 consecutive days, then we say that he's changed his status, right? He's now accustomed, he's davening to a new format, a new nusach, okay? If you can change your status over 30 days, Kol Shekein, if you do it, they say, in one go, I'm just going to go with the number 90, if you do 90 times in one go, Kol Shekein, you can change your status. You've now acclimatized yourself, you've accustomed yourself to the new format, to the new nusach of davening. And therefore, if you're musufet after that, whether you said Mashiva Ruach Amrina Geshem, you can take on I did there. If davening every day for 30 days, I've accustomed myself, Kol Shekein, if I do it 90 times in one go, that I would have accustomed myself. That's what Rav Meir Rothenberg says, based on that Gemara in Bava Kamma.
It is create problem, Rav, right?
Why?
Why? Because who said that mechanism to get used for ox the same like ours?
Right, sorry, I didn't hear you say
it
again.
It is animal, and here's human being. Who said they have the same mechanism to remember?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I do hear the timer. Yeah, I didn't see anyone raising that horror. Yeah, it takes on, it seems to be a general sorrow out there in Teva, which is, yeah, just, and we're not machalic between animal and human being. I'm machalic to the Chazal. Chazal obviously understand that there's no difference between the two. Yeah?
No, okay. What's halacha right now?
Well, okay, we do passing like that. Okay, hold on. Okay. Now the Tur does bring a shita that's choydek and says no, you can't learn from there. Okay, you can't learn from there. So there's different explanations why you can't learn from there. One is that when we, let's go back a step. So what exactly did Rav Meir Rothenberg do? So, he didn't start from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, because that's a bracha levatali. You can't say the bracha of Magen Avos. Yeah, that's a bracha levatali. It's not davening now, it's not time for davening. Yeah, so he only started from the second bracha. Okay, we're going to see exactly where you should start from. Okay. So he only started the second bracha, and he didn't finish it. That, again, that would be a bracha levatala. But he said the start of the second bracha. Okay. So someone who says that there's a difference, well, at least maybe there's a difference if he accustomed himself to start from the second bracha. Okay. In Shmoneh Esrei, we don't start from the second bracha. We start from the first bracha. So who says that if you start from the first bracha, that you've now customized yourself? Maybe you don't customize yourself if you start from the second bracha. And in Shmoneh Esrei, we don't start from the second bracha. We start from the first bracha. So maybe it won't help. Who says it's going to help? That's one time. Okay. Another time, okay, this is a little bit of a lumbish China. I'm just going to say quickly, if we get it, we get it. If not, don't worry about it. Okay. Now, what's pshat by shor hamur? The fact that an ox becomes a mur, the fact that the ox gets this new status of being mur, okay, what's the pshat over there? So, the one way to learn is that, you know what, when an ox gores one time, and then another time, and then a third time, it's changing its nature. The essence of this ox was a short term. It was a non-goring ox. But every time it gores, it changes its nature, becomes a goring ox. So one time, two times, three times, it's now a goring ox. It's changed its nature. Yeah? So if that's true, then we've got a good raya. Right? Yes? We see from there that changing your, if changing your nature over a period of time, you can change your nature, yeah, over 3 days. Of course you can, change your nature in a short period of time, over 1 day, three times in 1 day. And then we'll say the same thing by davening. If after 30 days, yeah, a longer period of time, you can change your nature of davening, you can change that, you can be mitragel, you can customize your tongue to speak, to daven in a certain way, then of course you can, customize your tongue to speak in that way over a shorter period of time. You're doing it all in one go. Okay? But maybe that's not pshat by shor hamur. Pshat in shor hamur might be that it's not that the ox accustomizes itself to become a goring ox. Do you know what? Those ox was always a goring ox. Just we didn't know that. If it goes one, we'll say, yeah, it was just random, whatever, something happened and that's why it goes. Twice, you can say the same thing, yeah, it was just a random act. But after three times, that shows us, no, this ox is intrinsically a goring ox. So in which case, it's not pshat that the ox changed his nature. It was always a goring ox. We just didn't know that. We needed it three times to be sure that it really is a goring ox. So if that's true, yeah, that the ox never changed his nature, yeah, so then you can't bring any raya from that. There's no raya to bring because you don't see anything about a goring ox that it changed his nature. Yeah, by tefillah, we need to change our nature. We need to change how our tongue speaks when we go on autopilot. Yeah, and that you don't see by shor hamur. Okay, so those are some suggestions why we can't learn from what we see by shor hamur. Okay, but the ma'aser, it is possible in l'alacha. Yeah, the l'chaber brings this, that if a person, again, he's talking about Mashiach Baruch Min HaGeshem, the person on Shmini Atzeres were to say Mashiach Baruch Min HaGeshem, so he's actually not. He's talking about Morid Atal. The Machab is actually talking about Morid Atal. Okay? But if a person says this 90 times, I mean, we take on that he's now accustomized himself, and if he has a suffix afterwards, we can take on that he customized himself, and he did now say what he was meant to have said. Okay? Okay, there's two things though to discuss with it. Yeah, as we mentioned before, that you definitely can't say. We said you definitely can't say the first bracha. Why? That's a bracha lematala. Okay. So where do you start from? So if let's go with Mashiach Baruch Hu Negation first, and we'll come to the Baruch Hanin afterwards. Yeah. By Mashiach, if you start with the first bracha, if you start at the beginning of the bracha, you're also going to be in trouble. Why? Because the bracha says Atagi Bo Le'olam Hashem. That means you're saying the same Hashem. And you're not davening, so you can't say it. And the truth is, there are some places that say that you can, but the Mishnah, Mishnah Berurah says not to. Mishnah Berurah says you should start from, say, the word straight after that, you start from Mechayim Meisim Atarav Roshia, and then you say Mishnah Berurah from Menageshem. Okay, so again, you don't start from the beginning of the bracha, you start from Mechayim Meisim Atarav Roshia. Okay, and then also when it comes to Baruch Aleinu, Baruch Aleinu, let me say Hashem things right away. One second. Yeah, say Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu. So again, if you start from the beginning of the bracha, you're going to be saying the same Hashem. Yeah, so you can't do that. Says the Mishnah. So what you should do is you start from Eskol Minei Tzvos on the Torah, the same Talmud Macha, and then. That's okay. So again, you don't start from the beginning of the bracha because you don't want to say the Shem Hashem for when you're not saying the bracha. Rather, you start from that's culminated to us, huh? You say the same time, Mata, Livracha, and if you do that 90 times, says at least according to the Mechaber then, then you've customized yourself to a new format, and therefore, if you have a suffix, you can assume that you said the way you're meant to say now, and you don't have to be chosen. Okay. Okay. Now, the next, the shayla we've mentioned a few times is, where exactly does this number 90 come from? Okay. So, the simple shayla is because we said that if you do it for 30 days, you become acclimatized. The problem, and there's three tefillahs a day, so that's 90 times. The problem is, we know there's Shabbos. Not that Shabbos is a problem, but in Shabbos, we also daven Musaf. So when it comes to Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, yeah, there's an extra, at least four times. There's four Musaf, and you say Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem also in Musaf. So there's an extra four times. So it's not 90, it's really 94. And if you say that we're talking about St. Talamata, we said it's even much less, because on Shabbos, we don't mention the St. Talamata at all. So there's going to be, every Shabbos we're missing is three times, so it's four Shabbos, so you're missing 12. Okay, so it can't be talking about either Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem or the same Talamata, because the 90 times that doesn't work out. Okay, so there's a lot of discussion about it. Some say the pshat is, when the Yerushalmi said 30 times, it means, or 30 days, it means 30 regular days where there's no Musa. Yeah, so the fact that we're still talking about 30 regular days, without Musa, that means it's 30 days where there's three regular tefillahs, and then it comes to 90. Okay, that's one way to learn, and that's how the Mechaber seems to go. But the Achronim do ask kashas on it. Okay, and the Chassam Sofer says like this. The Chassam Sofer says that the number's not 90. The number's really 101. Where does 101 come from? Where does 101 come from? So there's this one Hagiga. The Gemara in Hagiga says there's a world of difference between someone who does Chazara 101 times and someone who does Chazara 100 times. Okay? So he says, you see that at least Chazara 101 times, there's a mila in the number 101. Okay? But how's that kashut to us? Meaning, what's that going to do with the 30 days? So he says very simply, let's do the cheshbon. Okay. When Meir Rothenberg was talking, when was he actually referring to? When did he do this? He says it's actually the Yerushalmi. Where were they holding? So he says they were holding on the first day of Pesach. Okay, the first day of Pesach, we switch from Shiv Haruach, Moed HaGeshem, to Morid HaTal. Okay, which tefillah do we switch? Okay, we switch from Musaf is when we stop saying it. We stop saying Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem and we say Morid HaTal. Okay, so now let's do a cheshbon. Okay, we'll go 30 days from Pesach is we're going to do the whole cheshbon. So bear with me. 30 days from Pesach is 90 tefillah. But we said you only start changing it on Musaf. So that means in Maariv and Shacharit we didn't change. Okay, so we have to take off two. So we're down to 88. Okay, so let's hold that on the side. Okay, the 88 we're going to put on the side for a moment. Okay, how many days of Pesach are there in Chutzaret? There's eight. So there's eight Musaf. Okay, and in Musaf we do say we say Morid HaTal. Okay, so therefore there's eight. Extra, there's eight times that you've now changed. Yeah? You didn't say Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem. You said Morid HaTal. Yeah, so that's the eight fillers of Musaf of Pesach. Okay, how many other Shabbos are there besides the one from Chol HaMoed? Because that we've already covered by the Musaf of Pesach on Chol HaMoed. Yeah, how many other Shabbos are there? There's three. Okay, so we're up to 11. Yeah, we're up to 11. Okay, then there's also 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So there's another two Musafs. If there's another two Musafs, what are we up to? 13. Yeah, we have the 8 days of Pesach. Yeah, there's a Musaf every day. The extra three Shabbos, that's another three tefillahs, that's 11. There's Rosh Chodesh at the end, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, That's another two. That's 13. So what do we have? We have the 13 plus the original 88, which is 101. So the Chassam Sofer says it's 101. You have to say you only change your habit, you only customize yourself to the new nusach after 101 times. So this Chassam Sofer is brought by the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, l'chachila, a person who wants to do this, he should say it 101 times, not 90 times. But says the Chassam Sofer himself says that he doesn't have the kriyah to go against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does say 90 times. So therefore, if for the ever a person only did it 90 times, you can be slain on the Shulchan Aruch. But l'chachila, a person who wants to do this, he wants to customize himself, should say it 101 times. And that, as we said, is all by the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Just to finish off, yeah, what happens if a person, let's say he started saying it, he started saying it all in one go, and he got to 45 times, yeah? And then his wife called him, something happened and he got disturbed and he didn't carry on, okay? So what happens now? When does he accustomize himself? So it says the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shara Shiva, yeah, 2 weeks later, yeah, or 15 days later, actually. 15 days later, yeah, once he's now got to the shear of 90, so again, at least this is going to be for the Eved, then, yeah, he's now totaled 90, and therefore, after that time, after 15 days for him, because he already said it 45 times before that, yeah, we now take on that he's acclimatized himself, and therefore he would not need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if he's not sure whether he said it or not. Okay, so just to summarize, yeah, we said that if a person wants to try avoid getting into any situation of suffix, that he's not sure what he said, we'll go with the same Talamata, and therefore he might have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So he can speed it up, he can do it all in one go, yeah, which Lechachilah should do 101 times, but the other 90 times also is sufficient, yeah. And we say we shouldn't start from the beginning of the bracha. You should have to avoid saying the Shem Hashem. Yeah, you should rather start from You should start from the Es Kumenei Tzvata. Yeah, you start from there, and you say it up until the same Talamata, the same Talamata, the bracha Pnei Adama. You say that, and then the same Talamata. Yeah, the bracha. You say that, and then we take on that. You've customized yourself, and even within 30 days, yeah, if you're mistaken, whether you said it or not, you can take on that you did say it. Okay, everyone got that clear?
Fine.
Yeah? Okay. Are we out of time?
Got 1 minute.
Okay, we'll start there then. Fine. Shkach, good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos, thank you.
Tov.